Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the long one. That's the brand website, so to speak. And then we have a short one. If you don't like to type, here's a short one for you, jbsba.com, jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to check out the blog. We've got a brand new blog there. It's brand new, up only in the last within the last month that we put our blog on the homepage. And also, you can go to the blog directly by going to jimsblog.biz. So I hope you'll check that out. One of the things that blog does is it brings all the things that we've done in the last week or two right up front. It gets it out of the back of the website, so to speak, and makes sure that it stays up front. So if you hear something today and you want to go back tomorrow and listen to it again, it's all right there for you. It makes it a little handier. Actually, makes it a lot handier for you to use. This is just another feature that we're offering to make sure that you have the resources that you need to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. One of the things we do, another thing that we do, though, to make sure that you have that, is make sure that we introduce you to cool people like Bob Dillenschneider. Bob's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know. He's an author of a number of books. He's the president and the founder of the Dillenschneider Group. His new book is called A Time for Heroes, and it's becoming one of my favorites. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's just thrilling to be on the show, especially on Labor Day. This means a lot to me. Thank you.
Happy Labor Day. Thank you for spending some time with us. What does Labor Day mean to you, Bob?
Labor Day reflects a lot of things to me, Jim. I think really one of the big things it reflects is the qualities that built America. I'm reminded of my dad, and probably his dad as well, and your dad, that worked their fingers to the bone.
Absolutely.
To create the environment that we have today.
Two jobs sometimes.
Absolutely. Labor Day reminds me of a lot of young men and women out there right now doing small business in the field, doing the right thing. That's what Labor Day reminds me of.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. Bob, I want to shift over and talk a little bit about heroes. And your book is so timely, A Time for Heroes, with what's happened in the United States in the last week. We've had a catastrophe, of biblical proportions. I'm not the first to say that. A lot of people are using that term, but it is true, isn't it? What's happened in the Gulf Coast?
I just got back from Italy, Jim. I got back last night, and I was at a conference that included heads of state, finance ministers, Nobel Prize winners, and more. They have no idea of what has just taken place in New Orleans. The devastation, the tragedy, the heroism, the lack of heroism that has taken place there is for the ages. I don't think we'll see it again in this country for many, many years.
Well, I hope we don't. And although we certainly will, I'm sure we'll have more hurricanes. The New Orleans area, of course, everybody keeps focusing on New Orleans. We have to realize that the Mississippi and Alabama, and some of Florida, you know, had some tragedy there too. But we think of New Orleans because it continues to exacerbate. It continues to be. There's no healing. There's no healing begun almost over there. It continues to be. When Mississippi and Alabama were hit by the hurricane, they were hit by a hurricane. New Orleans was hit by a hurricane, and then it was hit by a flood.
Devastating, and I think it's going to be some time before the healing begins. One of the things I'm a little bit concerned about is people are starting to toss bricks at one another, a little bit of recrimination.
Right.
That's not a good thing. We need to get together as a country and put New Orleans back on its feet, put that part of the country back on its feet, give the people who were moved out of their homes a better chance. This is a great opportunity here, by the way, for job retraining. The president could really
right.
step forward here. Lots of opportunities.
What you're talking about, I think, Bob, is that a lot of people, instead of talking about what can we do to help get more people out of the attic and get more people out of harm's way to start solving this problem down there. There seem to be a lot of people, including a lot of people in the media and politicians, who want to try to make some kind of political hay out of this.
And
that's
really sad.
That's anti-heroism, isn't it?
It really is anti-heroism. We know all about the marauding people in the street who are killing people, the looters and so on and so forth, but I think you put your finger on something more important. It's people trying to get significant advantage out of what took place in New Orleans, political advantage. That's dead wrong.
Well, you know, that happened. I was disappointed in Tim Russert yesterday on Meet the Press. Now, I mean, Tim's a serious guy, and he does a good job with his show, but he kept asking Michael Chertoff, did he plan to resign? I mean, the guys, this is not a time for anybody to be resigning. We have so much work to do. That, to me, that was an unfortunate question to ask. He needed to ask that question in 6 months from now. Stand by, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. Bob Dylan Schneider and I will be right back after these messages. It's 22. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Robert L. Dylan Schneider is our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. His new book is called A Time for Heroes. And folks, this is a very, very important book. And Bob, this is a time for heroes, but your book, it's a time for your book too, and the timing, and of course there was no way for you to know, but I think that people will see a lot of the kind of the good in human beings that you write about in your book. I think they're seeing that a lot in a lot of people right now.
I completely agree with that, Jim. I think that so many people have stepped up. Just this morning on the tarmac at LaGuardia Airport in New York, there are 300 firefighters that are going to go down into the hurricane area for the next 2 weeks. No pay, no compensation whatsoever. They're going to go do the job house to house.
How about
that? Heroic stuff.
Well, and look at Texas. Aren't you proud of Texas?
The people that have gone over to the Astrodome, the accommodation, a quarter of a million people by Texans. Texans have a lot of pride, and I can see why. They should feel pretty good about what's going on.
Well, they just everything's big in Texas, Bob, and so is their heart.
But, you know, I think one of the groups of people that's coming forward here is small business.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of small business people around the country, and particularly in the South and the Southwest, are really stepping forward here.
Well, they are, and they always do in so many ways. And, Bob, speaking of small businesses, obviously I don't differentiate between the humanity that's suffering in that part of the world, but from the businesses. But I do have a special awareness, a keener awareness of what small business owners in that part of the country are going through right now. I mean, they have no economy. Their economy is gone. The marketplace is no more. Their customers have no money. The banks that they do business with are gone. The insurance companies are gone. Their suppliers can't get into them. Even if they could sell anything, their businesses in many cases are wiped off the map. Their inventory, all of that. Some of it was insured, but none of it was insured to the degree that it needed to be. But not only that, they're like all their employees. They're basically unemployed right now. And it just makes me want to cry when I think about that.
It's very, very tough. This is going to be, I think what this is going to be, Jim, is an example of how America comes back. That's what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going to take place.
Well, I haven't said anything about this yet because it's really not time. But I'm trying to figure out how we can all work together, all the rest of us across the country, to help small business owners get back in business in that part of the country. Right now, we're just trying to save people's lives. It's not a time to talk about opening the doors up again, but it will be before too long. And when that part of the world can be inhabited again, I want us to think about what we can do to help small business owners get recapitalized, to get them going again. Because I'll tell you something, Bob, the big companies are going to help. But the big companies are not going to be the job generators in that part of the region. It's going to be the small business owners.
That's exactly right, and they'll make the big difference. And I think that if the president would consider, the Congress would consider some kind of a significant financial incentive for those small business owners to do something, I believe they'll step up because there are a lot of entrepreneurs there.
Bob, what should I don't want to get into an issue of saying what the government should or shouldn't have done. For one thing, I think we all need to take a deep breath and say, okay, this has never happened before. How do we know how something should have been responded to if it was done well or not? We know that there was need and that the need wasn't fulfilled for a time, but I don't know that we can tell right now who's to blame. But if you could look back on what's happened in that part of the world from a heroic standpoint, from thinking about what people could have done, what do you think we've learned?
Well, I think the one thing we've learned is not to criticize one another. That's very important. I think the second thing we've learned is that we have to prioritize what needs to get prioritized, and the first thing is human life. I think a third thing we've learned is we need to reach out and help our fellow man. Maybe that's the number one thing, by the way. When somebody else is in peril and somebody else is under pressure, that person needs to be helped. That's the first thing we've learned. I think we know that, but I think we have been reminded of that, frankly.
Well, I think you're right. I think we did know it, but the thing is we never had to exercise that feeling on this scale before, had we, for our own people.
That's right. This puts us, I think, in a position of understanding a little bit better what took place in the tsunami in Southeast Asia.
Right.
And what took place in the typhoon. Those kind of things were just devastating. They are now out of the news. We don't even think about the tsunami. Mm-hmm. If we did a poll, people would say they have no idea what really took place. Over in Europe, I just came back from Europe, Jim, and they don't have a clue in terms of what really took place.
When you say they don't have a clue, do you mean that they aren't getting any coverage, or they know about it, but they're indifferent?
They know about it. There was one story in the local papers that covered it. It wasn't a big story. It wasn't right there as number one, but so they know about it, but they have no idea what the dimension of this thing is.
Do you think that they think, well, you know, it's America. It can't be all that bad. Those people have their stuff together. Or if it is that bad, they're helping everybody else out. Surely they can help themselves.
That's correct. I think that's right. The Europeans also have a challenge. Of course, this is not New Orleans. When they look at us in Iraq, they have a challenge when they look at us and oil shocks. Mm-hmm. They have a challenge when they think about the Muslim world. They identified, by the way, the three big problems that we're facing out there, none of them being New Orleans, of course.
Right, right.
One being Iran, a second being the Muslim world, and a third being North Korea.
Yeah, yeah. Stand by, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. Robert L. Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen. And I know if you're Googling him or looking for him at Amazon, here's his name, Dillenschneider. Dillenschneider, just like it sounds. Just like Blasingame. Yeah. Tintail, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till.
Ever since I was
I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Robert L. Dillenschneider is the author of A Time for Heroes. Bob is one of my heroes. He's been a good friend of mine and a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a guy that I consider to be a friend and always a sometimes mentor and somebody I can always rely on. And Bob, for all you do for me and mine and for all you do for this country, you're a great leader in America. We thank you.
Jim, it's thrilling to be on your show, and if there's a leader in America, it's you, because you're reaching out to so many people and enthusiastic and exciting and, frankly, moving a lot of people forward who've never really thought about it before. You're the guy who's the hero.
I appreciate that. Let's talk about somebody who is I'm so impressed with. I've always been impressed with him as a national leader, but he went to another level this last year. That's Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who died this weekend, and with having succumbed to a bout with thyroid cancer. And I'll tell you, Bob, I've always been impressed with him. He's been a great hero figure to me for many, many years, and because of the classy way he's gone about his business. But to know that he was, basically, he knew he had terminal cancer, and to continue to work. I'm told, Bob, that he worked on Friday. He was doing work on Friday.
I'm not surprised. Rehnquist, his Chief Justice Rehnquist, is a man who is of enormous caliber. He stepped up. He did the hard things. He took the criticism. He did the right things. He died with grace. All of us should go that way. He died in an elegant way. His life and his passing and his way of passing should really serve as an example for all of us. I hope I have the courage to do something even close to that.
Well, I heard Associate Justice Ginsburg say that something about that he was the fairest boss that she ever had.
No, I'm not surprised at all. This guy had nothing to prove to anybody. He did all the right things, and again, he did it with style and grace. He did it as an American should do it. He did it as young people should look to him and say, this is the way I should be living my life.
Well, and as we sit here on Labor Day, taking a day off, some of us, and everything, we think about, you know, maybe we complain if we have to do a little extra work sometimes, or if things are you know, we don't like the way things are going. I mean, if you look at what this guy did, he really didn't probably feel like making it to the inauguration, and yet he was there. And you know, I feel like he wanted to say to the cameras, if he had spoken to them a couple of months ago or a month or so ago when they were talking about that you know, he might resign. I feel like he wanted to do the what was it, the W.C. Fields thing, where he said, the you know, rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, exactly.
and you know, here he comes doddering out with his cane, you know, making it all the way into work. I mean, you just wanted to say, wow, what a hero.
I think he probably looked at life and said, what really counts?
Yeah.
And I think he probably said, what really counts is by doing my job, by supporting my fellow countrymen, by standing up for the right thing, and I'm going to do those things as I conclude my life. I think we all reach life and our body decomposes, and we all know that. We don't know what happens to the spirit. I have a feeling Rehnquist's spirit will live on in many, many ways.
I think so, too, in the people who are with him, who have been with him. Bob, there's so many other heroes that I know you think about as you thought about as you wrote your book, A Time for Heroes. We got to think about the people who, as you mentioned earlier, who are rushing toward the Gulf area to give back to those people. Agape love for people and help with that you are willing to give to people that you don't even know. Agape love is a powerful force, isn't it, Bob?
It really is. I think that what is taking place right now in America, for the most part, is a remarkable statement of the American spirit. It's a remarkable statement of how Americans reach out, they support one another, they love one another, they do the right thing. There's not a lot of selfishness, there's not a lot of greed, there's not a lot of caviling. Oh, for sure, there are looters, there are people that try to take advantage of, political advantage of what took place in New Orleans. But the wonderful, exceptional stories of heroism down there are unbelievable.
Yeah, they certainly are. And Bob, we can't go, and I've only got about 15 seconds, we can't go without saying that something about the people who are standing a post all around the world on our behalf to guard our freedom, our members of the military.
People in Afghanistan, forgotten people, thousands of them. People in Iran, same thing, Iraq.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Bob, thank you for being here, and thank you for this book, A Time for Heroes.
Jim, it's great to be with you. Have a great Labor Day.
And this book is wherever books are sold, right, Bob?
Absolutely. Hope so.
All over the place. A Time for Heroes by Robert L. Dillenschneider. You need to check this book out, folks. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.